parsha. We have the Moshe Rabbeinu is answered. Onim l'Moshe Rabbeinu al mashu amar lama re'ota lama zeh shelachtani. So Hashem answers him. Hashem gives him an answer. And says Hashem as follows, Va'er el Avram, el Yitzchak, el Yaakov, Lachen em oil of Yisrael. This is what I want you to tell the Jewish people. Ani Hashem, Votzeti etchem mitachat siblot Mitzrayim, Yitzalti etchem avodatam, V'go'alti etchem bezran netuya b'shvatim gdolim. And the next pasuk is, V'lakachti etchem li la'am. These psukim should be very familiar to you, because we all know that these are referred to in the Chazal as well as the Rishonim, Arba Lishonot Shel Geula. These are the four vernacular terms that the Chachamim, that the Torah uses, Legabe Yitziat Mitzrayim. Votzeti, Vitzalti, Vigoalti, Vilakachti. And of course, there's the fifth one, Veveti, which is the next pasuk, Veveti etchem el aretz. And for this, we drink four kosot shel gula. Four kosot shel gula. And the fifth one, Veveti, is kos shel Eliyahu. This every child knows. Arba lishonot shel geula, four cups of wine. The fifth is veheveti, and for that we drink kos shel Eliyahu. This is kids' talk, as they say. Every child knows this. Any person who ever went to cheder, any person who ever learned by a mora, will know. Today, we're going to grow up. Today, we're going to go from being little children in cheder, little children in a nursery who learn the parsha and the arba lishonot shel geula as little babies, to being grown-ups, to learn it as somebody who thinks, somebody who is mayen b'Torah, should understand the four lishonot shel geula. And I begin by asking you a simple diuk. If you notice, we refer to them as arba lishonot shel geula. Did you ever think to yourself why we need four lishonot shel geula? Is the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the dictionary and he found four lishonot, which mean the same thing, homonyms. I think that's what they call it in English. What's four words mean the same thing? What do they call it in English? Don't say cinnamon, people get hungry. Sounds like Danish is here. Cinnamons! Cinnamons or cinnamons, whatever you want to call it. So you think that the Torah use these four lishonot because it happens to be there are four lishonot that you could use? That's good for pulpit rabbis. Pulpit rabbi has to say things in four different languages to make it look flowery. You gotta stop this music. I don't want the cell phones here. I don't want it. Rabotai, if the Torah took and used four lishonot shel geula, obviously there's a significance to four lishonot shel geula. It's not just sheyesh keilu lishonot shecholim lishtamesh, and we used all four of them. Only Yeled, only a child would think that way. The Torah doesn't speak double tongue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo kofer lishonov umilav. Why is it important to have four lishonot shel geula? It's not just because there are four lishonot that could be used, but obviously there's a significance to the four lishonot shel geula. And I want to point out something even more important. Rabotai, as children you grow up thinking arba lishonot shel geula is the lashon. That's the way it's brought down. Four lishonot. The truth is, in Arvei Psachim, Rashi, the Rashbam, and the Tosfot all bring it down that way. Keneged arba lishonei geula. But they're quoting Yerushalmi. I went to look up that Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is on this Mishnah in Perik Yud. And Yerushalmi doesn't say Keneged Arba Lishonei Geula, but actually Keneged Arba Geulot. It never says in Yerushalmi that the four Lishonot are for Lishonot of Geula, but actually the four cups are Keneged Arba Geulot, which proves my point that it's not just Lishonot of Geula, but actually each one signifies Meramez Al Geula Latzma, a Geula for itself. What are these four Geulot? What are they? Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Gula, they were redeemed. How do Chazal interpret that actually there were four redemptions here? What are the four Gulot? But we know the Lishonot are Lishonot of Gula, but we're pointing out that it's not just Lishonot. You see that it's Arba Gulot, Lostam Lishonot Shel Gula. Yerushalmi says it clearly. That they, each one signifies the geula le'atzma. What are they? What are these four geulot? Now, Rabotai, before we begin to answer this question, I want to show you a few more questions in the pasuk itself. The pasuk continues, "V'lakachti etchem li'la'am v'hayiti lachem le'lokim." Isn't that kefel lashon? Isn't that self-understood? If Hashem takes us la'am, meaning He takes us under His kingship, so of course, va'iti lachem le'lokim. Why does the pasuk, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe, v'hen v'hafuch, meaning the two sides of the coin, va'iti v'lakachti etchem li'la'am? So obviously, that means I'm the king. So why does it say, Vayiti lachem le'lokim? It's self-understood. Hashem takes us as His nation. What does that mean? That He'll be the king and we'll be the we'll be the nation. So we understand, Memela, that it's Vayiti lachem le'lokim. I have another question, Abotai. Another question. I don't understand why. And if you think about it, those that learn the pasuk well should really ask this question themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking about what? The shibud of Mitzrayim. So the Rabbeinu Shalom answers him that the shibud of Mitzrayim is with a cheshbon. Vatzeti, vitzalti, vigoalti. All this is the shibud, and I'll take you out. Now, what is v'lakachti? What is v'heveti? Is that tied back to the shibud, or that's a haftacha mechutz ala sheila shel lama yesh shibud Mitzrayim? Again, pay attention, Rabotai. Va Hotzeti, Vitzalti, Vigalti. These are all answers to why there was a Shibud. Right? You're saying, Lama Ariota, Lama Zeshelachtani? And the answer is, Hotzeti, Vitzalti, Vigalti. What about the Velakachti? Is the Velakachti, and now I also promise you, Velakachti, and I also promise you, Vehaveti, or this is also an answer to Lama Hariota and Lama Zeshelachtani? Notice, it's actually three different psukim. The psukim begin, Hotzeti, Vitzalti, Vigalti, that's all one pasuk. Vilakachti is now in another pasuk. Are we to understand Vilakachti Zahosafa Bahtacha Shakosh Baruch Hu Mavtiach, or she's a gam tirutz la sheila lama hariota lama zeh? You understand my question? It's an interesting point. When you read the psukim, you should be asking the same question. When the Torah writes, so the beginning we know is an answer to the question of Lama Ariota and Lama Zeshlachtani. What about Vilakachti? What about Veheveti? Are those also an answer to the Lama Ariota and Lama Zeshlachtani? Or this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavtiach Lo Chutz Mi'atirutz, besides the answer, Lama Ariota, Lama Zeshlachtani, I want you to know, Benosaf al Zeh, Yesh Havtachot Tovot LiYisrael, V'lakachti Etchem Lilam, V'hayiti Lachem L'Elohim.
Why do you think that V'lakachti Etchem?
Why should I think not? We'll soon see maybe so much why not, but I can come and say that it's not an answer to the Lama Ariota.
It's the same response.
And what about the Veveti? And what about the Veveti?
Veveti can say, but...
So you say that... I hear, you're saying Velakachti is... No, I could come and say it like this. You want to know La Mariota, and the answer is, don't worry, they're going to go out of Eretz Yisrael. They're going to go out of Mitzrayim. The Velakachti, Etchem Lilam, actually is referring to something else. The Velakachti, Etchem Lilam, didn't happen right as they left Eretz Mitzrayim. You know when the Velakachti Lilam happens? Later, with Kabbalah Satorah, this is not just leaving. You see, if you read the Psukim, what?
So why did Hashem then say...
Tommy, maybe we can have some fresh air here, or there's a mitzvah to choke in the heat.
So why did Hashem then say, Shlach et ami v'avduni? Et ami.
So v'avduni, that's it, in the midbar v'avduni.
The Avduni, they will.
The Avduni, in the Midbar, Kabbalah Satorah. Of course, we know that in the Midbar and through the Midbar, they became Am Hashem. Yes. You lost me. It's a very simple thing. You see, till this question, it's pretty easy. Now you have to start thinking. Understand that this is an answer. This is an answer to the why did you do bad and why did you send me? So the answer is, don't worry. What about the velakachti? Because that's actually not as they leave, but that's throughout the midbar. That's really the next stage of the events that took place. Velakachti etchem lilam. What's that? You'll go in the midbar and you'll be mekabel the Torah. And then the next stage is Veveti. Are those two stages, Vilakachti Etchem Lilam, which is the whole Midbar scene, Veveti Etchem El Haaretz, are those Haftachot that Hashem promises him, don't worry, I'm giving you plus Lama Ariota V'Lama Zeshelachtani? Meaning, you're going to go in Mitzrayim, it's going to be difficult, but don't worry, I'll take you out. Binosaf al zeh, Vilakachti etchem lilam. Binosaf al zeh, Veveti etchem el haaretz. It's a very big nafkamina. If I'm asking it, obviously there's a nafkamina. Meaning, first of all, it's a nafkamina in pshat. It's a nafkamina in pshat. Is this an answer to the Lama Ariota and Lama Zeshelachtani? A. And the second nafkamina is, to are we to understand the Lama Hariota is a reason, a base, for not only the Vitzeti, Vitzalti, Vigalti, but that's also the Shoresh of the Velakachti, and that's also the Shoresh of the Veveti. You see the difference? You understand what I'm saying. You know why you understand what I'm saying? Because you're paying attention. You understand why I'm saying it? Because you want to know. And you understand why I'm saying, because you're with me for years, and you know that I'm not just wasting your time on an eve. Well, they call that New Year's Eve. I'm not just wasting your time. I thought that's Amdu Chava, New Year's Eve. Okay, whatever, I'll coupon him. But Eve was last night. So what's today? Adam.
Today.
Oh, today's that day. I'm sorry. Okay, now, pay attention. Yeah, try to pay attention. And try to be Ma'ayin. Because this is Nogat to Pshat, as well as it's Nogat to Yisod. Meaning to understand the Yisod of the Shibud and the Yisod of the Geula. Understand that this Sedra is the answer to the end of last week's Sedra. Why did you do bad? Why did you send me? And the answer is, Lachen Amol of Neisrael, Votzeti Vitzalti Vigalti. That answers Lama Zeh Shelachtani. That answers Lama Ariota. I want to take you out. I make the Shibud quicker, so you work more. I take you out. Now this also, the answer to this is also Velakachti, is the answer also, and by the way, because of this, Veveti, or he's giving him Haftachot, he's saying like this, hey, don't worry, because I'll take you out. And don't worry, there's Chafun Tov. There's a lot waiting ahead, good for Klal Yisrael. But it's not necessarily an answer to the Lama Ariota and Lama Zeh Shelachtani. Now you understand what I'm saying? Maishal, now you understand what I want? I want to know, is the Velakachti, is the Veheveti also an answer to the Lama Ariota? Is it also an answer to the Lama Zeh Shelachtani? Or the answer is Vatzeti Mitzavi V'Alti V'Alti. Stop. And you should know, yes, Har Tzafun, there's so much waiting ahead of you. What? Velakachti, Veheveti. This is one of the points I think it's kedai to be ma'ayen. What's the nafkamina besides the pshat of the pasuk? Are we to learn the Lama Ariota and the Lama Zeh Shelachtani is already the makor. It's the base. This is also a reason that brings out the Velakachti, and it also brings out the Veheveti. Now, if you look at the Pasuk, there's another question that has to be asked. In the Pasuk, V'lakachti etchem li la'am, V'ayiti lachem l'elokim, and I ask you, it's self-understood, if I take you la'am, M'meila, I, Hashem, will be the king over you. So why does it have to say it? But the next part of the Pasuk is also very difficult. V'yidatem, ki ani Hashem elokechem. That's also understood. I mean, if the pasuk begins, Ani Hashem, Yotzeti Etchem, Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. So Moshe is being told, I am Hashem, and I'm going to take you out. So then, V'yidatem, you'll know. I mean, what manu tosaf bizeh? Harikatu, Ani Hashem, Yotzeti Etchem, Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. So we understand, V'yidatem, ki Ani Hashem. If I took you out of Mitzrayim, you'll know that I took you out. Unless the pasuk is trying to say, Hayaya choliot al piderech hateva, al piderech nes nistar. So I'm telling you, v'yedatem, it's going to be in such a way, she'ef shalakhish etze. Right? Maybe. V'yedatem ki ani Hashem, I understand ani Hashem. I understand v'otzeti. That maybe it's going to be in a way that you won't be able to see it barur. It'll be apiderech nes nista, apiderech hateva. Shiyeh makom lakrich etzeh. Al zeh omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh yeh kazeh ofen שלא יש שייך להכחיש וידעתם כי אני השם אלוקיך. אולי, יכול להיות, right? Maybe that's what Torah is saying. אני השם, הוצאתי אתכם, good. But how is it going to come about? Are we going to have to sit and learn it through the Midrashim? Did the Midrashim teach us that that's what happened? Or is it going to be in a way that everybody, barur v'galui lakol, that Hashem took us out? Maybe that's why the pasuk says v'yidatem. That's maybe the haftacha v'yidatem ki ani Hashem elokechem. Shiyeh b'yidia brura. Yachol yot. Aval achrei ha-shi'ur, after we start figuring out the pesukim a little bit better, we'll see this whole new pshat, a whole new kavana. Why does Hashem have to say v'yidatem ki ani Hashem elokechem? רבותיי, בואו נתחיל לתרץ כל השאלות. Why did we have to go to Mitzrayim in the first place? How did the whole thing of Shibud Mitzrayim begin? And the answer is, Avraham Avinu said, Bama Eda, how will I know Ki'ir Shena? HaKadosh Baruch Hu right there and tells him, you say Bama Eda, Perek Tedvav, Pasuk Ches, you say Bama Eda? I answer you in Pasuk Yudgimel Yadoa Teda. Ki Ger Yeza Acha Be'eretz Lo Lahem. So, when somebody reads this, he thinks that it's like Onesh. That the 400, yeah, thank you for saying it. You know, in the black churches, when the pastor speaks, all the members go, oh yeah, oh yeah. Amen. Yeah. He's edging me on that I'm right. I know I'm right. I'm right, so it's an over pasuk. I didn't say anything. Now, so when you read it, pashut, you think that this is a kapara, so to speak. A kapara for Avraham questioning Hashem b'ma'eda. So I saw Rav Aaron Kotel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rashim from Lakewood, Zatzal. He says, you're making a big mistake. If you learn that this is an inyan of kapara and onish, you didn't learn it right. The reason why we went to Galut was litaken et ha'i'emuna. Not onesh, but tikkun. Not onesh, but tikkun. Not a punishment. Actually, when you have a class, every teacher knows there's two methods that we could use. We could punish, and also we could teach lessons. You see, there's a difference between punishing and teaching a lesson. Was Galut Mitzrayim a punishment? That's how you learn as a little kid. Avram said Bama'eda, and Hashem punished him with 400 years of Galut to his children. But if you think a little bit deeper, it's actually not a punishment, but it's a lesson. What's the lesson? Sometimes, through distress, through fear, through sevel, a person learns his lesson a lot better. When a person sits back and he listens to shiur, for example, and it's comedic, meaning it's funny, and it's entertaining, and it's interesting, sometimes you don't understand the lesson from the shiur. You know why? It gets lost in the pleasure that you had in the shiur. But if the shiur is frightening, for example, you know at any minute I could turn around and hit you, at any minute I could turn around and shake you up till your me'ayim start to shake. So then you see it differently. Zrok mara betalmidim. The Gemara says that a Rebbe is supposed to command fear. So Pashut you learn, Kavod HaTorah. Not so simple. It could be deeper than that also. Because from fear, you learn better. When you know you have a test, and you might flunk the test, you learn a lot better than when it's just, Ani Shomei Advarim Yafim V'Tovim. The lesson of the Ma'ida, says Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, had to be taught minash b'shorish nishmatam, that you don't ask such questions. Emuna had to be so barur to them that there was no room to ask such questions. How do you teach somebody such a lesson? Ayidei sevel, ayidei shibud, alidei yisurim. They had to go through Mitzrayim, not kapara for the Bama Eda, but to fix the Bama Eda. How? By learning that you don't ask Bama Eda. By learning that you don't ask Bama Eda. And how do you learn this? You learn this through sevel. You learn this through difficulties. I tell you this all the time, Rabotai. Gemara, Rishonim, Tosfot, that you learn Biyegia, Ubisevel, Sevel HaMoach, Sevel HaGuf, sticks with you a lot longer than if you learn relaxed. If you learn B'Menuchat HaNefesh. I told you over many times the story that my brother told me, Aliyakim. He told me that he was once arguing with his Rosh Hashiva about a Pshat Netaisus. His Rosh Hashiva is the Mashgiach of Lakewood Zatzal's son, Rav Elie Ber Vachweigel, Rosh Hashiva in South Fallsburg. Remember? Home white youth? Yeah. He had a lot of sevel in his life. I don't have to go into it, but suffered tremendous amounts of matzavim kashim b'chayim shlo. Some of the bachim here know, unbelievable. Most people wouldn't be able to take it. So after arguing barichut with Rav Eliezer Vachvogel, so Rav Eliezer turns around to my brother and he says to him, "You know how I know I'm right? If you would know kama sevel, kama chisudim ayali kshlamati tefusvot hazeh." Not possible. It was so much shigia and there's so much suffering I had to go through while I was learning this taisus that it's impossible. It can't be. A person who learns mitoch yisurim, a person even from life, learns the lessons from life. They are bigger than life. It's an expression in English. The lessons from life are bigger than life. You know why? Because you learned it mitoch hanisayon, mitoch hasevel. So then it becomes mushrash bekirbecha. Hashem wanted that Klal Yisrael should learn emuna, not just through what? Someone should come and teach them from the Sefer Emunah. They had to live it, and they had to suffer until they were kone b'shorish nishmatam in Yan Shel Emunah. He brings down in the Rishiva Zatzal, a very interesting Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that the Talmidim of Rav Shim Bar Yochai asked them, why did the man have to fall every day? What's wrong if the man fell once a year? Maybe once a year it should fall. And they should have enough. It's anyway miracle. It's not going to rot. It's anyway miracle. So he said a very interesting pshat Rav Shim Bar Yochai. And it's interesting that it's Rav Shim Bar Yochai who said it. Interesting. And he said like this. If it falls every day, at the end of the day, you know what you have to think? To worry about tomorrow. Yeshli Mishpacha, the whole family. If it would fall once a year, all year, you'd be b'menuchas ha-netesh. Yeshlecha achshav panasa shel shana shlema. When a person has panasa, he feels secure. This year is secure. The mitbar, the lessons. Well, he likes it. A lot of people are thinking that way. If only I had security for 1 year, huh? Panasa. the nisyonot of emuna that come from parnasa had to be mitoch hasevel, and the sevel is not knowing what comes tomorrow. The fear, the yisurim that a person has to go through, thinking ma yeh machar. Akash Baruch Hu natan li, Akash Baruch Hu ken yiten li. Emunat hazu, that's learned through yisurim, that's learned through life experience, is the greatest emunah that a person could learn. Because if he learns it from a chavat halavavot, who yoshev bebayit shiyesh sham parnasa, ma, who lomed shara bitachon, said, bitachon can bitachon, lo, Akash Baruch Hu me, arava ma shiyeh li bitachon, ma, if you have to live it every day, that's how you learn bitachon. Very nice, you hear? The way he understood a Gemara. That the Gemara is teaching us that the lessons of Emuna, you hear Gabi? You should listen to this. Now listen to it, I only listen from the ears, and you listen to the heart. The Mayulad Yom of Parnasa is the greatest lessons of Bitachon. And how do you learn the Bitachon? By living it. If you learn it from a sefer, or you learn it from a rab who gives you a shir once a week, you're not going to have much from it. So you kanes. If you don't have wax in your ears, you kanes otzat yoter. If you don't have hearing problems, you kanes od yoter. You want it to go into the dam, you want to go into the lev, live it. Live the nisyonot, says Rosh Shiva. That's why we have to go to Mitzrayim. We have to go to Mitzrayim litovatenu, for our good, to teach us. So it's not l'onesh, but actually it's litovatenu. Says the Rosh Shiva Zatzal, Simcha, I know you're here, I want you to pay attention, because this is the type of question you would ask. Ask the Rosh Shiva Zatzal, it has to be, that this was the matara of going to Mitzrayim, litovatenu, to teach us this lesson of Emunah, that we should come out bigger and better. How does he know this? Now listen to a question that the Rosh Shiva Zatzal asks, and I know you would ask the same type of question, because you've asked these type of questions in the past. He's coming closer. Baruch Hashem. Botitkarev. You hear? Ech ani shayach lagid. Ech shayach lagid. Shani chayav. Lehodot l'Hashem. Al shuotzi oti mimitzrayim. Michnis oti shah. Ken, you see, he likes it. You know why he likes it? Because he asked these type of questions. You asked me this with the Yetzer Hara. Hashem, you put the Yetzer Hara, deal with it. It's not my fault, not my problem. Rosh Shiva Zatzal gives a mashav. He says, could you imagine, you pull a guy off the street, you put him into jail, and you give him your Surah Iyov Shama, and then you say, okay, you had already 200 years worth of this stuff, come out now. Oh, tada, ha-ba-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha- Shabbat. He loves all the Shabbat. Who put me there in the first place? I should be angry that you put me there in the first place. I love you. I love you. You know what reminds me? Iraq. This year. Givaldic. What did they do? They're trying to show Saddam, the Maximum of the Zichros, trying to show that he is a good person. So what does he do? He's letting out all the people that he put into jail and he tortured them for years. He's letting them out. And these stupid Iraqis are running around, ooh, Saddam, because it's Sadiq, because you shite. What he tortured you for years. Why did he put you there in the first place? No. Otsi, because it's Sadiq, because it's a... You know what I'm talking about? They don't, because they don't know what's going on in the outside world. But those that know what's going on in the outside world, because they know that there's a such thing called the newspaper, even in Jewish, if you read the Atet even, they have these stories. Yes, you don't know. Because let me tell you, Iraq is a place in Babylon. No, okay, I'm sorry, yeah? Why not? That's right. So why do you think I'm bringing this out? Ooh, very Maisha, very good. Says Rashiva Zatzal,
this what Moshe is saying now. That because it was l'tovatenu, l'fikach anachnu chayavim l'odot, if it was onesh, we could say, lo me'ufshech v'lo me'dufshech. There's a pasuk. I don't want not from your sweet, and not from your sting. Right? A bee, you know what you tell him? Mochel on the honey if you could stop stinging me. Same thing here too. Hashem, you took me out. Yeah, but who put me there in the first place? But if you learn, says Rashiva Zatzal, beautiful, that the whole thing was litavatenu, that we should grow from it. Lafika anachnu chayavim lehodot la'aleh l'shabeach. Says Rashiva Zatzal, yeah, yeah, it's the whole thing. We thank you for everything, for putting us in there and taking us out. Sounds familiar. I'll tell you a cute story. I told the Bachim, they know the story. The story goes that the Blaze of Silver, the Chatzadik Levracha, there's a book about him, the Silver Era. He was a Gaon Atzum, and he did a lot for Klal Yisrael during the war. He went to Washington. He even put on a uniform. He put on an army's uniform, you know, as a general. It's a famous thing, a famous picture. The Blaze of Silver, he put on an army uniform. And he went to Washington to speak to the president to get the Jews out of from Hitler. This is a big tzaddik, a blaze of silver. Goyin, unbelievable. Harif Nifla. See, he was once at a meeting, and he was cholek on one of the other Rosh Hashivot, Binyan Misuyan. He yelled differently. And they used to fight around about most things, especially about this particular inyan that they had the meeting about. So as he's talking, he got so excited. He got so mitlavut that he screams, You have to throw him out of here. And he was getting all worked up and excited, so they tell him, someone whispered to his ear, he's not here. So bring him out so we can bring him in so we can throw him out. Same thing here too. Who took us in that we thank you for taking us out? You brought us in, since you said, what's the big thing? You brought us in and take us out. So who should we thank for that? Had you never brought us in the first place, would have been better off. And the answer is, says Rashiva Zatzal, Zayal Tovatenu. Umeachas Zayal Tovatenu, Afila Alan Knisa. Even the fact that we brought taken into Mitzrayim, Fika Chanachnu Chayavim Lodot Lalelu Shabeach. Says Rashiva Zatzal, another Nukuda. If you take a look, the Goyim, they heard what happened in Mitzrayim. It says in the Pasuk, Az Nivhalu Alufei Edom, Namogu Kol Yoshvei Kanan. Fear. Chil Achaz, the fear. The Goyim heard everything that happened in Mitzrayim. Tell me, did it change them at all? They went back to being Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They went back to being Sonei Yisrael. Why? If all the miracles that happened was so much to change the Bnei Yisrael, why were these miracles not enough to change the Goyim? Why did they go back to their Aveira and even more? Amalek. Such an Amalek. Well, what? They heard. Chilachad, they were frightened. It still wasn't mashpi on them. Why not? And the answer is, as Rashi was Zatzal, this nekuda. There's a difference by seeing, hearing, living. The Bnei Yisrael had to live through it. The Bnei Yisrael had to learn these lessons mitoch yisurim. That remains a lesson by a person. Lessons that you hear as lectures. Good. It moves you a little bit. It frightens you a little bit, but you go back to the next day you go back to the way it was.
In and out.
Chil achas. They were frightened. Yeah? Namogu. You know what namogu means? They melted. Namogu kol yeshvei knan. They melted. And you know what the answer? They melted, but they came back the next day. Why? Talon nichnas toch toch. When is it nichnas? Ech ze nichnas toch toch? Klal Yisrael. Chayu b'zeh. They lived it. Al yidei sebel, al yidei surim. Then it's nichnas toch toch. Yitro. You know, could you get somebody who was makir et aborei yoter mi Yitro? No. Yitro, hikir. Ayishma Yitro, and he comes where? He comes to Midbar. He moves from where he is, and he says, Ati Adati, Ki gadol Hashem, Mikol Elohim. Yeah? Mikol Elohim, he's the greatest. Yeah? Meaning, Uikir, Uivin, Shamakol, Hivinakol, Velorakzeh, it moved him. Chazal tell us, Ubisimchato lo yismachzar, he was sent home before Kabbalah Tatorah. Let me read you the Yalkut Shimoni Medrash. Listen to a Medrash. Says the Medrash. Yeah, you have to open the door again. Says in the Medrash like this. Vayishlach Moshe et chotno. Moshe sends away his father-in-law. I'm sure everybody here would like to do that, huh? Vayishlach Moshe et chotno. Ba'achakach, ba'chodesh ha-shlishi. Right afterwards, this Kabbalah Satorah. Rashi already brings down, it's a machloket. Yitro was before Kabbalah Satorah. Yitro was after Kabbalah Satorah. Rashi already speaks about it in Chumash. But this Medrash learns Yitro was before Kabbalah Torah, and he was sent away before Kabbalah Torah. He came and left before Kabbalah Torah. Yeah, Maishla? Maishla with me? Says the Medrash. Why? Omar Shloima, because of a pasuk that says in Kohelet, Lev Yodea Marat Nafsho. The heart knows its bitter situation. Nobody knows better his bad matzav than the person himself. Ubisimchato. And in the rejoicing, lo yismach zar, an outsider has no right to rejoice. Who's this outsider and what rejoicing are we referring to? Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's referring to Yitro. Yitro, you're coming to Matan Torah to rejoice. Shalom Aleichem, you ever see people come? Oh, yeah, big mechutanim by the chatuna. Yeah, yeah, ooh, everybody's dancing. Tell me, did you work hard for this wedding? Did you prepare? When the father of the Kala dances by the wedding, you know why he's dancing? It was a rough ride to get to this wedding. He has to what? He had to bring up the daughter, and he had to pay all her phone bills on the telephone, and he had to listen to all her chavritas, all her friends of mitpatpatim. I mean, it was a big thing, right? For a father to bring up a daughter, yeah? Levi, this is Nandu Levi. When a father brings up a daughter, you hear? What happens? Then he has to get shiduchim. You know how hard is shiduchim for a girl? It's hard these days, right? And then he has to start paying for a wedding. Oh. And then he has to get the best son-in-law in Lakewood. It costs him a lot of money. Yeah? This is all hotza'ot nifla'ot. You know, right? Anybody has a daughter, you know. It's the bank book. You have to get rid of your bank account. You have to give over your bank account, yeah? It's the opposite. It's when you marry off your son. What are you kids? The same point. The point is the same. How many nights does the father not sleep because of the son? You're fine? Yes, question. How's your father?
What?
He's sleeping for you, huh? How many nights, Rabotai? Then the wedding and all the problems. When he comes to the wedding and he's dancing from Mibifnim. When the guy from the street comes off the street, oh, there's a wedding, very nice. Who's the chatan, who's the kallah? They don't even know. And he's dancing with the bottle on his head, right? The best dancer, someone asks you, who's the best dancer at the wedding? Oh, this Hasidish guy who came in and he danced so beautiful. Now he knows the chatan. Now he knows the kallah. But he knows that there's a bank book there, so he comes to the wedding to dance and get paid. Fine. What happened? So you're going to say that the best dancer at the wedding was this? Klapichutz. The one who sees it on the outside, externally sees that he was the best dancer. But the one who understands me bifnim, excuse me? So the person who looks me bifnim, he knows that who was dancing the best at the wedding? Father the Chatan, the father the Kala, because they were dancing from real Simcha. Yitro, yeah, was like the dancer who comes from, from outside. Did you go through Galut Mitzrayim? Did you suffer a day in your life because of this? Nothing. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Banai Hayam Meshubadim, Betit Ulevenim, V'yitra Ya Yoshe B'toch Beto, B'betach V'hashke. He was enjoying himself. U'bali Rot B'simchat HaTorah. So what, you come here to dance with the Torah? They used to say over. You ever notice whenever they have Achnasa Sefer Torah, right? Who's dancing? All the people. Most of these guys never learned a word in their life. They don't, a whole week you don't see them. Oh, it's the Torah that's dancing. You know who should be dancing? Who's really dancing by the Torah? The person who's Ma'amel Batorah. The person who sits Taka and learns the Torah. That's called dancing for the Torah. Hashem didn't want this, that a guy who didn't learn a word, so to speak. I mean, of course, Yitro was a chash of a person, but he didn't go through what Klal Yisrael. And then all of a sudden, Shalom Aleichem, the dancer is over here. So go home, he told him. Go home. Lefikach vayishlach Moshe et chotno, v'chakach b'chodesh ha-shlishi. Pshat. If a person didn't prepare himself for Kabbalah Satayra, he didn't live the lessons that it says in Mitzrayim and the Nisim and the Sevel of Mitzrayim. He's not fit. He's not fit to be part of Kabbalah Satayra. Ken, lishmoa mit alze beseder. Likroat ze ba'itonim, ken beseder. Avel ishtatef beze b'ofen ishi. V'liot chelek ma'b'chabura. To be part of everybody else. No, this is not. You didn't prepare
Moshe
yourself.
Rabbeinu himself.
Moshe Rabbeinu didn't prepare himself for Matan Torah. What are you saying?
No, he didn't go slavery.
He didn't suffer through Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? He was the one who suffered the most. Moshe Rabbeinu suffered the most. He was there in and out, back and forth, suffering with the people. He was ready to give up his life for them. It says in the Medrash. He started carrying the stone, saying, I wish I could die for you instead of you. What kind of question is that? Now, I want to point out another nekuda. Do you know that Moshe Rabbeinu had children? Tzipira, through with Tzipira, right? And when it comes after Matan Torah, he doesn't bother to pick them up. What happens? Yisro had to come and be Ma'orah, come and let's take Tzipora v'shnei Yeladim and the two children, and we'll bring them to Moshe to the Midbar. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu not concerned to bring his own children? Today, this would be room for lawyers. The lawyers would be all over this. Child abandonment. This would be deadbeat father. Mom's a deadbeat father. Be flat, no? Yesh lo shnei ladim, im isha, bayit Yitro, in the house of Yitro, u'shachach mem b'chlal. Doesn't go after them, he doesn't go to beseech what's going on with them. Pshat b'zeh. Kushah atzumah. Yitro has to think to come, and if not for Yitro, it wouldn't be that Moshe goes after them. You know what the answer is? The answer is very simple. For the same cheshbon that Yitro was not supposed to be with Klal Yisrael because he didn't go through the Sevel of Mitzrayim, Moshe understood that his children also, they didn't go through Mitzrayim. Memele, he held that they can't be here. For them to go through Matan Torah without the Hagdama, the preparation of Mitzrayim, it's not going to work. And I want to quote you a Medrash. The Medrash says that Yitro told Moshe Rabbeinu not to take his children to Mitzrayim originally. When Hashem said, go to Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu went and he took his wife and two children, like it says in last week's parasha. Yitro told him not to do it. Now I read you the Lashon of the Medrash. Says the Medrash as follows. Says the Medrash as follows. Oh, says the Medrash this. Vayelech Moshe. Before Moshe Rabbeinu goes back to Mitzrayim, it says Moshe went down. Lehechen halach. Where'd he go? So Yitro sees that he's taking his family with him. Lehechna tamurichan. Where are you taking them? I'm alone in Mitzrayim. I have to go down to Egypt. I'm taking them down to Egypt with me. Amar lo. Otam shehem b'mitzrayim mevakshim latzet. Those that are there want to leave. So those that are not there, you're going to bring new people. You're trying to get everybody out. So not only we're not taking out those that are there, you're going to add more people and bring them. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, oh my Lord, now listen carefully to the answer. L'machar hein atidin latzet. Klal Yisrael is going to go out. V'lamod al har Sinai. And to stand on har Sinai, l'shmoa mipiko kakodesh baruch hu, anoichi Hashem aloikecha. And my children won't hear it. So I ask you, what do you mean? Go pick them up afterwards. There's two more words in the Medrash. Ubonai lo yishmu kimoheim. It's a different Medrash. That's called learning. You see, Rabotai? If it would say Ubonai lo yishmu, why not? Let him go after Mitzrayim and pick them up. And the answer is, O Banai Lo Yishmu, two more words, says the Medrash, Kimoheim, like them. Why? Because they prepared themselves. They lived through the Kur HaBarzel of Mitzrayim. So they're going to hear Anochi Hashem Elokecha one way. O Banai Lo Yishmu, Kimoheim. It's not the same shmia. There's a shmia mitoch sevel. There's a shmia mitoch nisayon. And then there's a shmia adam stam shomea. Beli shu echin et atzmo. Beli shu shomea mitoch sevel. It's a different shmia. Ubonai lo yishmu lo katuv. Elo ubonai lo yishmu. Kimohem. It's a different shmia, yeah? There's one type of shmia sitting back with a pina colada listening, with your feet up on the table. And then there's a shmia when a person is amek, mitoch, yisurim, machnis et kol ha-chayim shelo b'zeh. That's a different shmia. They'll hear. It's possible I could bring them to Matan Torah and they could hear, technically, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But it's not going to be the same the way the Bnei Yisrael hear. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. How does this work? How does Yisurim make a person Mukhan u Mukhshar to be an Oyved Hashem? How did the Sevel of Mitzrayim make Bnei Yisrael, make the Bnei Yisrael fit, Raui, to be Oyved Hashem, to be Am Hashem? So I want to begin by going through what the Mefarshim, the Gedolei HaAchronim, tell us what the Inyan of Yisurim Bechlal is. Why does Hashem give Yisurim? Ve'ech ze po'el al Adam. The Gemara says, "En lecha Adam she'eno Yisurim." There's no such thing. Every person has a difficult situation. And as the Pasuk says, "Halev yodea marat nafsho," every person knows his bitter situation. And everybody's sitting here thinking, my matzav. Why does Hashem give these matzavim? And how does it make a person mukshar in his avodas Hashem? So I begin with the Chazon Ish, a letter that the Chazon Ish wrote, letter Reish Aleph. And I quote you, Chavivim Yisurim. Yisurim adir. It depends how you look at Yisurim. If you look at Yisurim and you say, "Oh, Yvei, look at my Yisurim," you'll never have from it anything. They'll drag you down and make you bitter. Says Chazon Ish, but if you look at Yisurim differently, if you view Yisurim like the Torah wants you to view Yisurim, the way a Jew is supposed to look at Yisurim, then it's chavivim Yisurim. It becomes dear. Why? Because you look at it, kishluche derachmana, messenger from Hashem. It was heavenly sent. Ooh, me'atkim et hakesher ben yitzur liyotzro. It strengthens, says the Chazon Ish, the relationship between the yitzur and the yotzro, between the person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through this, it brings up the person to a olam, a world that's completely light. I once mentioned here before, but very few people were sitting at the shir at the time, and I think it's kedai to mention again, something that I personally experienced with Hagoyin HaTzadik Rabbi Yaakov Toledano Zatzal from Paris, the son of Rabbi Fal Baruch. He was very sick at the end of his life. His life was actually cut short, so to speak, because he was in his prime. Maybe just turned 60, but he was bikochah chazak. He was very, very dynamic, and he was building in France, Mekomot HaTorah, HaTzadik, Yirei Shamayim, really an Adam Gadol. And he got this disease, which was terrible disease. I didn't want to mention what it was. Terrible disease he got. And this disease crippled him terribly till he died. So I once went to visit him, maybe a month or two before he was nifter. And when I saw him, I was shocked. Ech mi adam pe'er v'chavod shaya. Look what he turned into. I couldn't. And he saw on my face that I was shocked. He saw that I couldn't deal with it. So he told me always something very interesting. Rabbi Fal Baruch was a big gaon, tzaddik, and a chacham. People don't know, besides his tzidkus and his gaonus and learning, he was very smart. He understood that in order for his kids to remain al pi derech haTorah v'yirat shamayim, they had to send them away from Morocco. There were no yeshivot in Morocco, and there was tremendous irvuv. As a matter of fact, all the Moroccan Jews who ended up in France, most of them came to France and they ended up becoming not religious. Baruch Hashem, today, yesh chuzrim b'tshuva, but the Moroccan community in Morocco, the Jewish community, suffered greatly. So he understood that he had to send his boys to the yeshivot, and so he did. And today, the Gedolei Torah from the Sfarim, the Toledanos, you go to Eretz Yisrael, this is all with the chachma, the wisdom of Rav Fal Baruch, that he sent his kids to the yeshivas, away from home, to Morocco. The daughters, the daughters, there were no place to send away. And then Taka caused an effect on his daughters, and they were not religious. So Rabbi Yaakov, this great tzaddik, had sisters who were b'chol not religious. So they came to visit him through his sickness. So he told me that his sisters would taunt him and tell him, Zu Torah v'zu schara. All your life you learned and you taught Torah and you ma'isa nefesh for Torah. This is how Hashem pays you back. This is the payment that you get for it. So Rabbi Yaakov, with his eyes, he was also a big pikech. He had a certain twinkle in his eyes, and he looked at me and he goes, you know what I answered them? I answered them that they don't even realize how I thank Hashem for this machla. Because the only way I could have gotten so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like I am now with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only through my matzah of Yisurim and Sikkos. They look at it, ay, chaval, tirei eze choyli yesh lo. Vani mistakel al ze, tirei eze bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu natan li. He told her, if you only knew how close I feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you wouldn't feel bad, and not only that, you would understand why I'm so happy through this machla. Kach ani shamati, so I heard from Yaakov Talidano. You know what he's saying? The words of this chasonish. If you view machla, if you view yisurim properly, then it becomes what? Chaviv in yisurim? Because they're mahatkim et hakesher ben yitzur liyotzro. It makes the connection between Hashem and the person much, much greater. How does that work? How is it that the more you hit a person, normal people get angry? Normal people stay away. Normal people are mitrachek. And here, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu hits, the more what? The more you get close to Him. How does that work? How does it work that the more you yisurim, the more you love Hashem? How could it be such a thing? And the answer, of course, is lemisho el tam kishluchei derachmana. You have to understand yisurim. And today we're going to take a little bit of a course how to understand yisurim. And with all the information that I'm going to give you, we'll go back to answer the original kashis on the parsha, and then we'll understand the entire beginning of parshas Vayera. You hear what we're trying to question? Ech shayach shekol mashiv marbitzim yoter or avim et HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoter? How can it be such a thing? Anachnu lo anashim normalim. A normal person is the reaction the opposite. The more you hit me, the more I don't like you. How could it be that it's matkim et hakesher ben yitzur liyotzro through yisurim? And of course, the answer is lemisha ro'eh otam kishluchei derachmanah. It depends how you look at it. Now, Rabotai, let's take a look at the mefarshim, the achronim, how they teach us to view yisurim. Ramchal derech Hashem chelik gimel perik chelik beis perik gimel. He writes as follows: Yisurei ha'ara lahair halev lechuva. It's a wake-up call. When a person is living b'menucha, nothing phases him. Nothing phases him. A person isn't phased by anything. If you look at all the Sifrei Achinuch, they write, what's the inyan of hitting a child? And the answer is, if you just leave it by giving him a patch, hitting him, you won't have anything. You have to hit him, that wakes him up. You listen? In 2 seconds, I might have to hit you to demonstrate that. That what happens is you hit him, and that gives you a wake-up call, and then you can teach him a lesson. So all the Sifrei Chinuch write that in case a person would hit his child and not teach him the lesson, Yatzas Chara Befseidah, he didn't gain anything. People give a whack, oh, how dare you do that, and you hit him. That's not gaining anything.
What if explaining and doing?
You want to explain him and then give him the patch. Why would you want to do it that way?
So he would understand.
The whole point is that he only understands after he gets the punch. Tell me something. The point is that when you have my eye is pretty good. You have to run. Point is, when a person has Yisurim, it opens his mind, it awakens him, that he should be able to learn a lesson. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes gives Yisurim, Yisurim shel ha'ara, of waking up. The wake-up call. The Chovas HaLevavos writes, in Shar HaBchina Perik Hei, why does a child sometimes have Yisurim? You see children suffer, you go into a cancer ward, you see Nebuchadnezzar Eleinu, children, why are they suffering? Says the Chovat HaLevavot this Nekuda, it's to wake him up to the realities of life, that he should realize that you can't be somach on anything in this world. It's also a wake-up call.
To a child.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
They understand 3-4-year-old children.
No. Again, I'm not saying about a 3-year-old baby that's sick, but as a child that gets older, sometimes this neshama of this child needs this lesson. Depends what he came down for, depends what he did in the past lives, but it's a lesson for the neshama. Remember what this world is all about. It's not all games and candies. So writes the Chaim HaSalavavis. What am I learning from this Chaim HaSalavavis? Wake-up call. There's a wake-up call to a grown-up, and you can have a wake-up call to a child, too. This is a wake-up call to a child. Chaim HaSalavavis, Shar HaBchina Perik Hei. Are you child or grown-up? How do we give you a wake-up call? What should be the wake-up call? Okay. If you take a look at the Rambam and Meir Nevuchim, the Rambam and Meir Nevuchim speaks many times, the Inyan of Yisurim is To'elet. Oh, excuse me, you know what, before we get to that Rambam, I'm sorry, the Ramban. The Ramban in Shara Gemul writes, Yisurim is L'chapara Saveir's Dakis. Sometimes a person has small Aveirs that he has to clean himself from. Today we have no Beis HaMikdash, so we can't, says the Ramban, bring a Karban. So the Rebbein Shalom substitutes that. In Shara Gemul, says the Ramban, the Rebbein Shalom substitutes it with Yisurim Kalim. Yisurim, it's to make a person cleanse, the cleansing process for Averis. If you take a look, The Gemara Nida tells us that not only Yisurim is for Kaparas Avainis, but Yisurim also has a To'elet Gashmit. I read you the Gemara Nida. Says the Gemara like this. Davra Melech says, Otcha Hashem ki anafka bi. I praise you, Hashem, for you scorned at me. Why is David HaMelech praising Hashem for scorning at him? Otcha Hashem ki anafta bi. Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Tes says the Medrash. Bamea katuv midaber. Says the Gemara, b'shnei bnei Adam shiatzu l'schola. Two people are going out into business. Yashav lo kotz le'echad mehem, and all of a sudden, one of them breaks his foot. So he breaks his foot. What does he do? He starts to, under his breath, rats, barnacles. Why? Because he can't take his trip down for business. Hitchil mecharef u'megadef. So he begins to curse and get angry. Liyamim. A few days later, Shama Shetav Asfin Tatosha Chaver Bayam. His friend who did make the business deal, he's not here anymore. You know why? The boat crashed. The boat went down. Hitchil Modeh Meshabeach. So he starts to thank Hashem. Hashem, thank you for the broken leg. Lekach Nemar Yashuv Apcha Vatrachmeini. Otcha Hashem Ki Anafta Bi. Because David understood. This is for his own To'elet Gashmi. You never know what's awaiting in the future. Hashem says what? Hashem says, I'll punish you that you can't make the trip, because who knows what's going to be on that trip.
9/11.
Yeah, 9/11. You never know. You never know. A guy was sick that morning. So he wakes up that morning. Then he sees what happened 9/11. He says, "Rabbi Yisrael, my halavai, you should always make me so sick." Every time something bad is supposed to happen, I ask you, Hashem, give me more. I don't even mind. Give me another stomach, a little bit more pain. Yeah. You know, there's a very nice word I heard from my grandfather. It's a Hasidish word, but it's interesting. HaChotech Chayim L'chol Chay. B'chol Maminim Shuchay V'Kayim HaChotech Chayim L'chol Chay. He cuts Chayim, which means he separates the vision of life for all those that are living. So he said a very interesting thing. Chotech is not the right Lashon. If you want to say that you give somebody life, it should be noten chayim l'chol chay. It's chotech, to cut. When you sit there cutting pieces of, cutting, why the expression of chotech? So the Tzanzer Rebbe used to say, chotech chayim l'chol chay. How much is the gematria of chayim?
68.
How much is the gematria of chayim?
68.
How much is the gematria of Dao? Dao?
34.
How much is 68 cut in half?
34.
Chotech Chaim. Sometimes he cuts the life and he makes you what? Dao? L'chol Chai, that you should be able to go on and live. Chotech Chaim. Interesting, huh? It's Hasidus, but the Musaram is beautiful. Sometimes a person, he goes through difficult matzav and he starts to feel bad. I have no money, I have no this. And Hashem says, don't you understand? This is for your own good. Like this you could go on living. If not, there will be gzeir on you that you should die. HaChotech Chaim. Sometimes he cuts the Chaim. He makes it half. See, if you don't like the gematria of it, the word itself is beautiful. He cuts the life in half. He cuts up the life. You know, sometimes you should live. Sometimes you cut off the leg so the person should live on. A cancer patient, lo'aleinu chas v'shalom, if they catch cancer and they have to cut off the leg, what is he going to start screaming, you have to cut off my leg? Or he's going to say, cut my leg off. Like this month, I could go on to live. HaChotech Chayim, yeah? Sometimes it's to chop up the life, L'chol Chay, that the person should go on living. So the Gemara Nida says that part of Yisurim is for what purpose? The To'elet Gashmi. The person should be able to go on living. If you look at the Da Tfunot, Simikuf Ben Zayin, he writes as follows, V'zeh Ban'av. This is a rule. Shelechol imu shrotze Hakadosh Baruch Hu latet laadam. Anything that Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to give a person, hine kol zman hizdamen atov, eno mizdamenu ba elo mitov omek eitz anisteret. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, before he gives the good to a person, he has to understand there's a cheshbon. So therefore, Hakadosh Baruch Hu has a matzav before the good comes. You ever have there's a song. The great Mordechai Ben David sings, "Happy days are coming now. Soon you'll see." You ever hear that song?
Yeah.
Okay, those are up a key in the song field. Some emotionally, you know this, right? Never heard this song. Happy days are coming soon.
It's English. Yeah.
I'll call upon him. I'm just trying to entertain you. I'm trying to bring out of your soul from here. Sometimes when happy days are coming soon, because Baruch Hu has to first be magdimit with difficult days. Why, says the Rabchal? Mitoch omek etza nisteret. Baruch Hu has a cheshbon. And the cheshbon is mechayev sometimes. Otcha Hashem ki anafta. First, because Baruch Hu does difficult to bring out the good. So Rabotai, this is called to'elet gashmi. A physical hana that you have from the Yisurim. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim writes, there's also inyan of to'elet ruchani. Meaning, says the Rambam, a person can never become shalem in avodas Hashem till he has to go through it mitoch sevel v'yisurim. But person becomes who he has to become. His potential becomes mikor ha'poel if and when he does it through yisurim, through hard work. I'm going to tell you over something beautiful that I saw. Stir this. It's working. It's not working.
Huh? It's not much better. It's clear.
No.
Too much noise. Bro.
Too much noise?
Yeah.
This is too much noise? So give me the small one. I saw, yes, listen carefully. Bekitzur. We're trying to understand why is there such a thing as Tzadik V'Ralo. Tzadik V'Ralo. The Gemara in Bracha says, this is one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. Mer says that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, how could it be Tzadik V'Ralo? Why should it be that way? So we're trying to tell you over from the Rishonim and the Gedolei Achronim, Reb Chaim Lutzato, the Rambam, Mer Nevuchim, the Ramban in Shara Gemul, different reasons why Yisurim, as they say in English, bad things happen to good people. Why? So we said that could be it's lechaparat avon a little bit. Could be it's for what? La'ir, to wake up a person. Could be it's because good things are supposed to come in the future. So it has to come through difficult matzavim, like the Gemara Nida says. Or could be, you know what, I don't need it, you know, forget it. Or could be it's le'to'elet ruchani, like the Rambam says in Ma'ir Nevuchim, that the person only becomes who he is if he hammers it out. And this I scream at you day in and day out. How many times do I scream at you this nekuda? You want to grow. You want to be who you could be. You got to work on it. It's got to come from difficult, from learning, from shviras amidot, from sevel. Then you become the potential who you could become. You bring the potential, mikor ha'poel. I want to tell you over, I saw a peledika thing. Alpi chasidus and alpi zohar, they always use the lashon tikkun. Yisurim is a tikkun, right? Let me explain to you what that means. There's a peledika medrash, bereshit rabba, gimel od zayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was boina ilam moisu machrivan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built many worlds before this world, and he destroyed it. Till he came to this world, and he said, "Ze yeshli hana abba." This one I enjoy. Here, let me read it for you. Says the Medrash. Here, mikan. Here, milamed shaya bore olamot umachrivan ad shibara etelu. Till he created this world, Omar, and he said, "Din hana yili." This one I like. This is the world that I think is complete. Says the Noam Elimelech, what does that mean? Hashem builds worlds and he makes mistakes? A contractor can make a mistake. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't say, I build worlds and I don't like them, it's no good and this is the right one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. So he should be perfect on the first shot. The Noam Elimelech of Parshas Bo, he asked his kasha. And he says a very interesting pshat. We all know HaKadosh Baruch Hu ratza livro at olam b'midat hadin v'shitef midas harachmen. Bereish is bara Elokim at Hashemayim v'at Haaretz. Originally it was supposed to be Elokim. Din Rashi brings it down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the olam lo mitkayem, so shitef imay midat harachamim. What does that mean? What does that mean? So he says a gevaldige pshat. The Medrash says, Bereshit Rabbah Chet Zayin, that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Tzadikim, he was mamlich, b'nefashot HaTzadikim, how to create people. Yeah?
What?
It's interesting Medrash. First Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himlich. Go ahead, read it. Bereshit Chet Zayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himlich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and spoke it over with the tzaddikim. Here, come here. You're a tzaddik. Here, come here. Tell me, should we create the person? Or how should we do it? Him lecham what? Well, what does that mean? He created the nafshas of tzaddikim. He speaks to the nafshas of the tzaddikim and he discusses with them. the architecture of creating man. Go ahead, read it. It's a medrash.
Im ha-melech v'malchuto yishvu, im ha-melech melech malchei ha-melechim, ha-kadosh baruch hu, yishvu nefashot shel tzadikim, shebahem nimlach ha-kadosh baruch hu, u-bara et ha-olam.
Olam.
Yes.
He spoke to them. Hey, come tell me, well, what's your opinion about creating the world? What does that mean? Says Noam Elimelech. Unbelievable questions. So he says a beautiful pshat. Now listen carefully. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make mistakes. When he was Boina Alamot Umachriva, not because they were no good. Because in order to come to a perfect world, you have to have Boina V'Shaiver, Boina V'Shaiver. The person has to go through Matzavim. Peeling, beautiful. Yeah? Come to perfection. It has to come through a mahalach. Boine v'shoiver, boine v'shoiver. You get banged around, back and forth. Yeah? You have to go? Mein Kinder? It's the name of a book, by the way. Okay, you have to go, you have to go. Yeah?
Why seven rules?
Boine v'shoiver, you hear? You have to go and break and build, break and build. It wasn't, that's not pshat, he made a mistake. That's the shleimus of it. That the ruchnius, that the perfection, the shleimus comes, only ayyidei bainer v'shaiver. Bainer machriv, bainer machriv. Who lives like this? The tzaddikim. So he had to be mamlich in the tzaddikim, are you maskim? Because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Lefidatan Shakala Bruin. And he asked them, are you willing to get created? Froggy boy. Are you masking to be a frog? David, Hashem asked you, are you masking? And what did you say? Obviously, yes. This is Gemara Shoshana Dafir Aleph Amar Aleph. Says the Noam Elimelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to speak to the tzaddik and say to him, tzaddik, are you masking that you'll have Yisurim even though you're a tzaddik? Are you masking that your shleimus is going to come from Boina Olamotu Machrivan? And they were masking. Gevaldik, huh? Noam Elimelech, Rabotai, is a nifla v'nora, nifla. Nifla, yeah? The shleimus in this world comes from Boina v'shoiver and Boina. It's not an easy ride to the end. Tzaddikim have this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to ask the tzaddikim if they're masking to this because of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that every person had to be masking that he should be created. Tikkun, fixing. Tikkunim, fixing. Pshat, a person has to go through his life to reach the Shleimus. All the Matzavim and all the Yisurim to reach the Shleimus. This is what the Rambam means. It brings the person to perfection. Now let's say two more and let's end, because I see before I know it, I'll be left here myself. If you take a look at the Mabit in Beit Elokim Shara Tshuva, Perik Tes, he explains that the Inyan is for Olam Haba. Sometimes the Rabbeinu Shalom goes and gives the Tzaddikim Yisurim that they should get their whole reward in the next world. You look at the Ramchal in Derech Hashem Chelik Beis Perik Gimel, he speaks about Kaparis Hador. Sometimes the tzaddik gets his sermon for the door. Sometimes it's latikun olam. Okay, let's go back now to the original inyan. I asked you, what are the lashonot of geula? What are the geulas? What are they? Remember I told you there are four of them. What are the four geulot? And the answer is very simple. In geulas Mitzrayim, and the shibud that the geula came to redeem, there were many things that went into that. There were many reasons for the shibud. There were many reasons for it. And I'll prove it to you. Votzeti etchem, I'll take you out from what? Mitachat sivlot Mitzrayim. Vitzalti etchem me'avodatam. Can I ask you a question? Shouldn't it have been the opposite? Votzeti me'avodatam, vitzalti me'asivlot. It's a simple question. Just thinking about it. Yeah? Votzeti etchem mitachat sivlot. It should be vitzalti etchem yasevel. And from the avod it should have said, votzeti, no? Simple question. From the sevel it should have said, vitzalti. And from the work it should have said, he left, I can't hit him, so I'm going to hit. And from the work it says, Vodseti. Why? You know what the answer is? If you look at it as physical labor, and Hashem is redeeming them physically, then you're right. The Vodseti should be from the Avdut, and the Tzalti should be from the Sevel. The entire Sevel Mitzrayim was Binyani Ruchniyim. Klal Yisrael didn't suffer so much from the actual work, as much as they suffered, but the work caused them that they were menatek from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. What does Sivlok Mitzrayim mean? You know what Sivlok Mitzrayim is? The real Sivlok Mitzrayim wasn't the work in the field. It's the strength that they couldn't be Oyver Hashem. So therefore it says what? Vodseti, the Geula, is actually from the Sevel of Mitzrayim. It's not from the physical work. What about the Tzalti Etchem? What's Avodatam? Avodatam means that there was a kesher. There was a kesher to the Mitzrayim. We had to work for them. Says the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's the Tzalti. What we think is the Vodseti is actually the Tzalti. You understand? Vodseti means he took us out. Where did he take us out from? He took us out, you'd say, from being slaves. That wasn't bothering Klal Yisrael. What was bothering Klal Yisrael is Sivlot Mitzrayim. So on that it says what? Vodseti. The fact that there was a Sakana Ruchniyot to be mitasek with the Goyim, that's the Vitzalti. So what is the Vigo'alti? It's also Ruchniyot. These are all about Ruchni. You see, you like it, huh? You're femod, huh? I see you listening from the back. I appreciate it. You hear? But we think is the Otzeti is actually the Vitzalti. We have to work for the guy. You know what happens? You have a Sakana Ruchni in that. Vitzalti. I'll save you from that Sakana Ruchni. Oh, so let's stand up, Zachinu. You say, oh, for the Rebbe, you have to stand up. I was once at a simcha in France, and I said over a word from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And almost I see everybody getting up, so I thought they were upset. I maybe didn't say it over right. I thought they were angry. Maybe they're leaving. I didn't know what happened. I know. They say that whenever you say over from the Rebbe, you have to stand up, right? Huh? No, I'm saying, but the reason is when you say over tired from the Rebbe, they say, that's what they told me, you have to stand up. You never heard that? So this is the same thing. I thought they're getting up because they're angry at me. I thought maybe I said overwrite. I don't know. It's a beautiful word. I'll tell you the word I said. The karbonis were tamid. Tamid, right? What's tamid? So actually it's not tamid because it's once in the morning, once at night. So pasha tamid means constant. Doesn't mean consistent. Not constant, but consistent. There's two words in English. There's constant and there's consistent. Constant means lilo heref. Consistent means I do it every day, like something that we don't have over here in this yeshiva, called talmid consistency. There's no such thing, right? One day you come 9 o'clock, one day you come 10 o'clock, one day you don't come, one day you do come. And they have a this, and they have that. Okay, good. So the inyan of carbon talmid is actually consistent, not constant. So the Rebbe says no, it's actually consistent. It's actually constant. How? Yudi kam ba'boker makriv korban. Hashpa'as is a kolayom. Yudi chozer makriv meba'abayit mitoch achrei avodah. He does a carbon zeolech kol alayla. Mashpian in the whole night. So the korban is physically for tamid consistent, but the hashpa'avit was constant. Very nice. Shnayim layom ola tamid. It's always. It's tak always. Ayudi ayachayim. It's a very nice verb. Beautiful. So I said it over, and all of a sudden, as they're getting up, and I thought maybe I said over right. Listen, let me tell you one thing: you can't be chosh at me. When I say over right. That much you know. Then they told me because there's a minak that you have to stand up. So I saw he got up and he told me over. So kitzer, this is the word. You hear? Veotzeti, vitzalti. What we think is the otzeti is actually the vitzalti. That we had to come on to work for a guy, sakana ruchni in that, vitzalti. What we had, several that we couldn't be oyver Hashem, that's the vodseti. So the vodalti is the same thing. So according to this, it comes out beautiful. So what's the vodalkachti? What's the vodalkachti? So the vodalkachti is, way we're learning beautiful. Because of all the Yisurim that Klal Yisrael went through in Mitzrayim, they had the V'lakachti Atchem Lila'am. How did they become Klal Yisrael? So it comes out, remember I asked you a question, is the V'lakachti an answer to the Lama Ariota? And the answer is, yes it is. Lama Ariota Lama Zeh. And the answer is, V'lakachti Atchem Lila'am. How did they become Klal Yisrael? Through the Lama Ariota. That's why it says, Vayiti Lachem Lelukim, like the Chazon Ish says. En Hiduk, Ben Hayitzru Liyotzro, Elai De Yisurim. That's pshat. Remember I asked you, why does it have to say, V'lakachti Atchem Lila'am? It's self-understood, Vayiti Lachem Lelukim. It goes together. When a person has Yisurim, and through that, V'lakachti Atchem Lila'am, says the Torah, that's the way to become it goes together. And that's why it says V'yadatim ki ani Hashem, like Rabaran says, that's how. The Ikka Yadiyan Hashem came from the Lama Ariota. This is all an answer to Lama Ariota. Moshe's screaming, why are you making it so bitter for them? And the answer is Vatseti Vitzaalti Vigoalti Vilak plus Vilakhti Atchem Lilam. That's how you become an Am, through the Yisurim. And what happens? And what happens? This is all through. I ask you, of course you know. I mean, you know Hashem took you out. Yeah, but how? What was the makor of that? The Lama Ariota. They suffered. They learned through Yisurim. But this I understand also why it says, Veveti Atchem. Like the Mefarshim say, like the Ramchal says, all the good in the Atid comes from what? Mitoch HaSevel Shemakdim La. Eretz Yisrael's nickness? So it comes out that Be'etzev Ve'veti Ve'lakachti V'yedatem is really all an answer to the what? It's all an answer to the original question, Lama Ariota Le'am Hazeh. And the answer is what Seti Vitzalti Vigalti Vilakhti Vidatem Veveti Etchem El Haaretz. All this is because of the Yisurim. That's a whole new parsha. Gula Ruchnius. And I'll prove it to you. Ready? Just give me 5 minutes. The elm's falling away. So you gotta give me 5 minutes and we'll talk. Ready? Listen carefully. Listen good. Tell me something. Did Klal Yisrael do tshuva in Mitzrayim?
No.
You say Ken. It's Machlokes Rishayim. Machlokes Rishayim. I know. I quote the Eben Ezra. Give me a minute. I know. Slowly. It says in the Pasuk. Vata'al shavatam el elokim. Rav Belsky Shlita, the Rashiva Tayyavidas, told me that he heard from Rav Yonis Shtaif that Rav Yonis Shtaif was a Doresh, Yayad Darshan Nifla. She said, Vata'al shavatam el elokim. Le'elokut. Elokim doesn't mean that their scream reached the heavens. They screamed El-Elokim, they wanted Hashem. I heard this from Rebelski once. So I thought it was Drush. Then I realized Eben Ezra says on that Pasuk, Vata'al shavatam El-Elokim, ki shamati et nakatam, says to Eben Ezra, tshuva. The naka, their cry, was a cry of tshuva. Says the Sipurna, lo machmat tshuva, velo machmat tfila, elo shavatam, their yisurim. So I don't understand. Bishlam, if the pshat is they did tshuva because of that, so then I understand what's the. But if it's pshat, lo machmat, says the Sipurna, machmat tshuva, lo machmat tfila. So what's the Vatal Shavatam? The answer is the Yisurim themselves, even without Tshuva. Machshir et Adam. That's what you see from this week's parsha. The Etzem Kur HaBazel Nisurim that they had in Mitzrayim. That itself made them Am. Afila b'lo Tshuva. Afila b'lo Yitfila. Etzem HaYisurim Hichshir Otam. If a person looks at Yisurim and utilizes it right, he'll realize that the Yisurim is the greatest bracha that he has. I once heard from my grandfather Zatzal, who said b'shem l'chavitz chayim, Yehudi mutar lo le'enot shayom marli. Today it's bitter. Avasula gid rach. Rach chas v'sholom. Mar ken? How you doing today? Not very good. Is it good? Is it? Yeah, it's good, but I'm not doing well.
It's not bad, but it's not bad.
No, he's saying better. To say ra, that it's bid, that you're not allowed to say, because it's good. To say mar, mar, that you're allowed to say. Ra, there's no such thing as ra. All the Yisurim make a person who he is. One day, you'll realize, you know who you are, you know how you reach your potentials, because you had difficult situations, and you grew from it. With this I want to end. Ein lecha adam she'ein lo yisurim. The Gemara says there's no person that doesn't have yisurim. Ashri adam she yisurim bayin lo min haTorah. A person can come and say, you know what, Hashem, don't give me yisurim outside. Give it to me in learning. Give it to me in learning. This is how you're going to grow. Let me tell you something. Moshe, ready? No, I know you got off somewhere, but listen to me carefully. You got everything? Beautiful. What's the pshat? Pshat's like this. Listen carefully. It's rough to become a Talmud Chacham. It's rough. It's easier not to come and come late and hack a chaynik and listen to a vard and walk away and walk around. This is very easy. That's easy. You know it's hard to sit on something till you get it. You know what's hard? It's hard to come every day. That's where you're going to grow. You're not going to grow from coming l'shmoa k'tzad v'lalecha v'latzed v'lavo. That's nothing. You're not going to get much from that. You'll remain the same Amaretz you were before, but you might know a little bit, that's all. But the Amaretz you'll still be. You know how you become a Talmud Chacham. You know how you become close to Hashem. Hatmada, Hatmada, Hatmada. It's hard, it's hard. If you think you're here for easy, then you might as well go to Kol Noah. You're in the wrong place. Here it's not easy. It's not easy. Believe me, la'amod al nekudah b'tosvot. Atem yodim kama sevel ani sovel kama nitzoek kama. You guys know lamed etchem, to teach you. That's the only way. I know. I understand. I grew up knowing this. That it's no easy road. If you take the easy road, you won't have anything. You walk away with nothing. You want to come to your potential, you got to fight for it. You know the difference between those that are still sitting here. You know, I give shiur for hours, right? Chaim knows. Chaim's ready to put sets b'sof as shiur. I need a Tiroti, zechpat lochpat. It doesn't bother me. Mani sone Yisrael, ani sone Yehudim. Mani nosen shurim, ad sha adam mitpotzetz. You know what the answer is? I know it's the tovatcha. I don't care. I know that the only way you'll grow is by... Now you're starting to become a bentayr. The difference between bentayr and not bentayr, the difference between dabek b'shem and not dabek b'shem, is not that the guy who prays and learns, because everybody prays and learns today. When it's hard, what do you do? Are you here on time? I'm telling you, you will never be matzliach till you uproot min ha-shoresh, this machla. It's a machla. Shatem lo yecholim lavo bizman, lamod al toises ad shegomrim etze, le'emol ba-torah, afilu sheze kasheh, afilu shekoev li barosh, vekoev li bazeh, vekoev li shama, v'savta v'abba, v'yotzim oti, v'yesh li panasa, v'yevi, million excuses. I don't care. And you know why I don't care? Because it doesn't make a difference. You want to know, I'll tell you a secret. The minute I see a guy who gives me a lot of truth, I don't bother him. I don't know if you know that. Certain people give me a million excuses. Every day I have a different excuse. I don't bother them. You know why? Because it's not. I don't get anywhere from that. Once there's a million excuses, I'll tell you a good word. Here, Rabbi Chaimov.
Moshe,
come here. I want to tell you one last thing. One last line. Yeah? One last line. Come here, I want to tell you. Moshe, come here. One last thing. I was once at a Din Torah. I saw a Din Torah where a woman came in and started saying about her husband, Tanot. Meaning, The Beis Din asked, what are the Tanot? So she took out a whole notebook full. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M. There was no end. There was no end to the number of the Tanot. No end. Just kept on coming and coming and coming. Yeah. So Rav Liba Zatzal told her that she's off her rocker. Yeah, she's crazy. And he's right and she's wrong. So I asked Rav Liba, how do you know? How do you know? You don't know. You know the guy? No. Maybe all that she's saying is true. When I heard it, it sounded that maybe she's telling the truth. How do you know? She said, a Meridik of Art. Meridik of Art. I want you to learn this. That's called the brilliant mind of a Dayan. If you come with one complaint, yeah, that means there's something serious. But when you start saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 15, 25, 30, you know, it's a sin under there's nothing there. There's nothing there. You just don't want the guy. You just don't want the guy. Okay, so then he's right. What do you want? If you come with a complaint, same things with excuses. When a guy comes and he has one excuse sometimes, then I know it's serious. But when a guy every day has a different excuse, every day, you know what the answer? You don't want to learn. That's the bottom line. I don't bother people like that. If you want to learn and you make up your mind, Maish, you hear what I'm telling you? Listen to me, Maish. I like you very much. You should know I like you very much. I hope that we're still friends. We might turn into enemies one day. I can see it. I can see it coming.